Hello and welcome to the Bro Detection Hotline. I'm my boy Mikey, and the others may be joining soon.
What's good?
What's crack-a-lackin', fellas?
What's poppin'?
How is it crack-a-lack-a-pop-a-loppin'?
Wow. Pretty good.
3 seconds in, I already want to die.
So, the last three episodes, we've been talking about the whole George Floyd thing. We're not going to talk about it anymore, but Jesse has physically been in a protest.
Yeah.
I'll talk about.
So, the Sunday, let me check, what day is it? Yeah. So, last Sunday, I went to a huge-ass protest in L.A., for Black Lives Matter. This was the one, I think, the one directly after the L.A. curfew was done. My estimate of people there, and the estimate that was made, was somewhere between 20,000 and 100,000, like, depending on the source.
Damn.
So there was a ton of people there. I'll bring up a little more when, like, the time comes, but, like, all I'm going to say was, like, there was too many people for there to be police, like, lined up around us. The street was cleared without any help from the police, obviously, since it was, like, a protest against them. And, dude, we were literally, like, we deadass took over Hollywood, bro. there were, like, four police helicopters hovering over us. And when me and my dad were leaving, because my dad brought me there, there were these cops, like, slouched away in shadows. I would look over and they would avoid eye contact. Like, bro, they're fucking defeated.
Well, yeah, I mean, this whole, like, everything that's been going on for, like, the past five or three, 2 weeks has, like, really been getting, like, voices heard and, like, change.
Absolutely. Like, here in Minneapolis, they're going to yeet the police department.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, controversial opinion, but I think that's actually going to work out. As long as they keep something like the SWAT team for, like, violent situations like armed robberies or hostages, everything should be fine, because there are people that are trained to, like, defuse situations that police come in and shoot people.
Yeah, because I have, like, seen that, like, Minneapolis is, like, basically, like, restarting their whole police system.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely been, like, a debatable topic, like, oh, this is good because it's new and we get people who are good and
involved. Yeah, exactly. And obviously, like, the arguments, it can go bad. Yeah, obviously it can go bad. But the thing is, if you don't change anything, then things are going to stay the same and we're going to have a violent authority system that nobody trusts. Like, it's worth the risk to try out new stuff.
Yeah, like, people are saying that it's a bad thing because then that's like, oh, who's going to put the laws in charge?
The people in charge. That's how it's going to be. I mean, like, if there's new people put into the position of enforcing the law, then those people will enforce the law. And the crazy thing is that you can do that without a gun.
Yep.
And there are,
as crazy as it sounds, America, as crazy as it sounds, it's true.
And the other crazy thing is that we don't really need the people coming to go search for lost kids to have guns. It's, I don't know, like, I don't know, it may sound crazy.
Yeah, because there's definitely, like, a ton of situations where, like, a gun is not needed.
And for the ones that it is needed, you already have a thing for that, like the SWAT teams. The shit that's already used for the situations that need guns, so there's no real point for the police to have guns in general. I mean, sure, strap up the law enforcement with a taser in case someone comes at them, but that's all you really need.
Yeah. So what else happened at the protest?
We marched for like 1 hour 30 minutes probably about that. There were like dead ass like suppliers all over, people out there with like snacks, water. People were out bringing pizza to the protesters. That shit was poggers.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's the one you went to, but I've seen like some like photos from protests in like Hollywood.
Yeah, that was
where it like it starts in like one area and like it's down the road, but it never.
Yeah, that was one I went to.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was the biggest protest in LA, like the top end.
Yeah, it's a good movement.
Yeah, it is, and like, the people there didn't have any confrontation with the cops until like it got late at night, and the people were like, it was like 10% of the people that were there originally, and even then the cops barely were able to do anything. Like they put a fence and like stood there like scared.
Yeah, because I think like places like over here in like California don't have it as bad as Minneapolis. Because over there, they're just going wild.
Well, and over the police department in L.A. is, like, famous for being terrible. You know, there was another protest that wasn't in Hollywood that we drove past. And it was smaller, meaning that it was littered with cops just harassing people. Like, I drove by this cop that was screaming at a guy walking down the street with a sign.
Yeah, that's the fucked up shit. It's like... When they're not doing anything, it's like when it's a small group, they think they can take advantage of it because no one's there to see.
Exactly.
Like what happens.
Exactly.
But when it's a large group,
then they're like, I don't.
It's like, what are we?
They're
going
to throw the tear gas back at us.
I mean, if anything else happened there, what else do you want to say about it?
Internet died. One sex.
Okay. Dude, you literally joined back and your two accounts were still on. You had A and then Pog or whatever.
Poggers.
Yeah. Yeah, so were you able to hear what I said or?
No. Say that again.
Oh, well, I was saying if you have anything else to say, like, go ahead.
No, well, I mean, let me tell you this. Fucking, street taco shops, that shit slaps.
What?
After the protest, me and my dad were hungry, but everything was closed. But there was like this, street taco shop that was open. Bro, that shit is so good. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've been to LA like a couple of times.
I used to live there actually.
Oh yeah, you like lived there, and then you came over here. Which
I lived there, then I came over here, then I moved to San Francisco, then I came back here.
That's such like a weird, like you live in the city, like one of the best place, like, oh, best places.
Bro,
you moved to the middle of nowhere.
I love the cities, but like, to be honest, the main reason that we kept on moving back here was because that shit expensive. For real, like, the city is so expensive to live in. I mean, I'm sure the prices are going to go down soon because, like, shit.
I enjoy living here. I just wish that, like, everything wasn't so, like, spread out.
Yeah, me too. Like, if it was more compact, then this would be a great spot to live. Dude. Like, because if I could walk over to see my boy Mikey and not have to drive for 10 minutes, like...
Exactly, dude. Like... If I could, like, walk down the street and go see friends, like, that'd be poggers. But I have to drive, like, 20 minutes to go to your house, like, to play Smash Bros. Or something.
For real.
It's like...
Like, since we live here, everything has to be arranged.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, we live in a beautiful place, though. Like, the desert's fucking great.
I could see... It's not a bad place. I'm more of a forest guy, like... Just, like, seeing grass and shit.
Oh, fuck grass. Grass is gay.
I think I've just gotten annoyed of seeing, like, sand for, like, 5 years.
Sand.
Yeah, so, anyways, I'm positively sure I had my first, like, what's it called? Lucid dream. What are the dreams called where, like, you can control them, I guess?
Lucid dreams.
Yeah, I had my first lucid dream.
Last night?
Not last night, like, 2 nights ago.
Oh, progress. What'd you do? Dude.
Okay, so this whole podcast is basically like a dream podcast. But okay, so
I've been getting social issues and dreams.
But I've like been getting a lot of like trailers, like movie trailers for this movie where it's like this, basically this mom and her kid basically just cut off this guy while they're driving, and like they meet up and the guy like starts yelling at her. And the girl, like, the mom just goes, oh, yeah, it's not my fault. And basically this guy just tries to kill her for the rest of the movie.
Poggers.
So I had, like, a dream sort of like that. But, like, it's at my house, and it's me and my mom, and there's, like, this guy trying to kill us, right? Near the end of the dream, me and my mom somehow end up in, like, the city, like, L.A. or somewhere, right? And fucking... And, like, I can, like, sense myself about to wake up. And so I'm, like, running down the... Dude, okay, so I'm running down the road. And I look behind me, and the guy is still chasing me. And we're, like, crossing an intersection. And, like, I'm just standing there looking at the guy while he's, like, midway crossing the intersection. I feel myself waking up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, is a truck going to come by and hit him? Should I make that happen? And, like, literally, I'm like, okay, fuck it. A truck comes by and like runs him over, and then I wake up and I'm like, whoa,
I win. I win.
And like, I don't know if like, I'm pretty sure that was a lucid dream.
Yeah, that
like,
that is a lucid dream. If you make something happen in the dream, bro, if that's your lucid dreams, you should hear about mine. Like, bro, I dead ass become a fucking god in all of them. Like, I take full control.
I can imagine yours.
There was this dream where this dude was annoying me. I deadass smited him. Like, I was like, dude, fuck you. A meteor comes down and hits him. and then like, the fucking police come, right? And I'm like, man, fuck you. I forgot what I did. But, like, for some reason, like, what's that dude's name? Bald-ass motherfucker from Harry Potter.
Voldemort?
Yeah. Voldemort shows up, and I'm like, man, fuck you. I turn into Darth Vader and kill him with a... But, like, I don't use a lightsaber. Like, I have a Glock. I just pull it out and shoot him.
I was waiting for, like, you to say the Force, but then, like, nah, I pull out a Glock. And,
and I'm like, I became Spider-Man and shit.
Dude, what the fuck?
Bro.
I just... All I did was run over a guy with a truck that I told to, like, run him over. What the fuck are your dreams?
I think I have a god complex. I think by the end of the dream, I caused the end of the world. Because, like, that shit was on... The entire world was on fire. Like, the sky was red. Like... I forgot
it's
what
like
I
anyone
did.
Who...
All I remember is that by the end of the dream, the entire world was like this fucking desolate wasteland thanks to what I'd done. I was like, huh. Poggers. And then I woke up.
It's like anything you do, like anyone that disagrees with you, you just be like, oh, you know what? Fuck you, man. Just pull out a fucking Glock and...
No. I only used the Glock specifically when I was Darth Vader.
Oh, it was like some other type of gun?
No. Otherwise, I just struck him with like a meteor or lightning. That's how the world became like that. It got fucked by meteors from hell.
Like it actually had consequences.
Well, I think what I started doing was I was like, man, it's too cold, and then I used meteors to move the Earth closer to the sun. And then everything was red, and I was like, I regret my decisions, poggers, and then it ended.
You just like wait. So like when you were about to wake up, how did it end? Like.
I said, like, some dumb fucking catch line.
Catch line? Don't you mean catchphrase? Is that how you say
it? I don't know. Pick up line? Bro, I had an interesting dream last night, but I should not talk about that on the podcast.
Why? Is it like offensive or
no? Just like the podcast will get taken down.
So offensive.
Not offensive.
Not offensive.
It wasn't offensive, but I can't talk about it. I'm sure.
Is it personal?
No. No, it's not. But it would get the podcast taken down. But it's not offensive. I'm sure that you can piece this together. There's. I'm not sure if it would get the podcast taken down, actually.
Yeah, so like, if it's not going to be offensive, I don't think it would like get taken down.
It's also something that I don't really want to talk about, but it was an interesting dream, and it was very realistic too.
I'm starting to think you saw crack in your dreams.
That was another dream. Oh my God! I remember I had a dream where I became like a drug lord. and then like there was like a big plot twist in the dream that I wasn't actually selling drugs.
You're like the whitest guy I know, and for you to say you had a dream where you can become a drug lord is just so like mind-boggling to me.
Well, yeah, I moved to Italy, or in the dream it was called Italy. Bro, this dream was last week. I woke up and wrote it down. That's how fucking hilarious it was. Like, the whole thing was, like, built off a scan. I think it was, like, the whole thing was, like, based off of a meme that I saw. But, like, the whole thing was, like, fucking selling people, like, rocks or dog shit and telling them that it was drugs.
So scamming people.
And building, like, a fucking drug empire off of that.
Oh, my God.
It was like, dude, it was like a 3-minute dream.
Dreams are weird.
Here's how it went. It was like, I got off this plane. They're like, welcome to Italy. I'm like, thank you. And they're like, we have your room ready. So I walk into this massive building and they're like, your first client is here. So I pull this fucking bag out of my pocket and I'm like, here you go. And he gives me like a bajillion dollars or some shit. I'm like, wow, this is working out really well. And then this guy walks in and says, congratulations, you're doing a really good job at scamming. Our empire is growing. And I'm like, oh, scamming? He's like, yeah, those were some rocks. I'm like, whoa. And then the dream ends.
Do you ever like think about like what would happen if your dream never ends? Do you just die? Do you think when you die you just dream?
Well, you know how they say your life flashes before your eyes. Wouldn't that mean life is infinite? Because wouldn't you eventually get to the point of your life flashing before your eyes?
I think you just go blind at that point.
What if there's like a flash grenade, man?
dude, what if, like, let's say you're like at the like hospital, like you're about to die, and no one's in the room besides the doctor, and he says, okay, no one can know this when you die. So like he just pulls out a flash grenade, pulls it, like puts it in front of your eyes, you go blind, and then your life is like you have to live your life as a blind guy, but no one knows.
The doctor's like, man, fuck you.
Like, what if people don't actually die? Like, they just turn into blind people. Have you ever heard of a blind guy die? Exactly. Because he's already dead. You're dead as well. You're gone. I'm guessing internet crash. Welcome back. We had technical difficulties. Jess. Have balls.
Pain. Nothing but pain.
Zach. Huh?
Pain.
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 Do you think I could overdose on chocolate?
I don't know. I was going to say something, but it would have been not good for current events.
Oh, yeah. Due to current events, the Southerners died.
So
now I need more new split personalities. Like, God damn it, dude.
Dude, I've been like fucking watching a bunch of space videos like recently. Like a bunch of mind-boggling shit. Like, dude. Fucking. Bruh.
Poggers?
Like, when you think about it, the universe is kind of huge.
Kind of like a circle.
Dude, that's shit wide, though.
Are you a flat imagine... universer or a round universer?
I say the universe is hollow.
Circle.
Nah. No, but for real though, like, could you imagine, like, let's say there's like, we have the technology to like visit the observable like edge of the universe, but then to just realize that it keeps going.
And we're like, damn, that's crazy.
What? See, because like the thing with infinite, I guess, like, there's obviously no end. But like, do you think like it would ever like loop around?
Yeah, that's what I think. At some point, it loops back.
Cause like, could you imagine like, we have like the technology to like travel, like the whole like universe plane, right? But then for it to like just never end, and then for you to like to just come around to Earth again, like, bruh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So how's quarantine gone for you?
My ass itches.
Lit, same.
You gone bald like, yet? About, yeah. No.
No.
Getting haircut. In I think 2 days.
Are you gonna go bald?
Yeah.
Dead ass?
No.
Damn it.
Do you have like a bald fetish? What do you want to see me bald so much, man?
I just want to see, dude, if we don't like all of us, like all of our friends, like Deontay, other names, so we don't dox people, if we all come back after quarantine to school and we're all bald, that'd be fucking lit.
It would be, but like,
I can imagine like walking out of my classroom and seeing Deontay and his back is turned to me. So I just like run up and then just like on his head.
Like a cut G.
I feel like we'll all get in a circle and just like slap each other's heads.
Are you bald, Mikey?
Not yet.
Soon.
It's coming. I can feel it. What would you ever like go bald for like a challenge or something?
No.
No.
Would you?
I don't know. Depends on the challenge.
Depends on the challenge.
Remember in eighth grade when I wanted to challenge people to rock, paper, scissors? And if I lost one time I had to shave my head.
Uh-huh. And you never lost?
No, I never did it because my mom wouldn't let me.
Minecraft.
Yeah. Oh, you're legitimately playing Minecraft.
I don't remember how to get out of this cave. I remember I left here because there was like four creepers on me. All right, it's easy to get out.
Huh?
It's easy to get out. I'm all good.
Oh, lit.
How the fuck am I playing Minecraft on a podcast?
You're playing Minecraft on a podcast, and I'm chugging some hot sauce.
Chugging hot sauce? Can I have a taste? Oh, shit. Yo, I found some gold. Wow, this just got really quiet. I wish we had... Okay. So, by the way, everyone, next week we're most likely going to have a few guests.
Oh, yeah. We're planning to have a bunch of guests for the next couple of episodes. We have Elliot which old member of the old Heckheads podcast. She could be a guest. Joe could, if any of you remember Joe. Probably not, because the old podcast was on SoundCloud. Dude,
it's
wait.
It's gone.
None of the new listeners have, like, ever listened to Elliot or Joe.
Well, this is going to be a new experience.
Yeah.
So, pretty much, they're, like, really high-key retarded.
No, why? I have to censor that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, so, Elliot, OG member, was Joe? Joe, I think Joe was only on one, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, Joe was only on one, I think.
Yeah. Because I remember the episode clearly. We were talking about No Nut November. And
right, and how Joe failed on, like, the second
day.
Yeah,
he failed on the second day because he was going on a field trip, and he didn't want it, and he wanted to do it before he left.
He lost No Nut November in a bathroom, a school bathroom.
I don't think it was in a school bathroom.
It was.
It was?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, we'll have to clarify, because I'm pretty sure it wasn't at a school bathroom.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay, we'll clarify with him if he ever does come on the podcast.
You know, come to think of it, we've never had an episode with all of the members on at once. Like, I've never heard Cody and Deontay at the same time.
We were supposed to have it this episode, but...
But yeah, they just fucking died.
Yeah. Dude, lately I've been...
The only person that's been on every single episode is Mikey, but let's be honest here, I think me and Mike are, like, the best ones on the show, TBH.
Who uses, like, fucking, like...
I use it ironically.
I'm positively sure you've said, like, Lamau one time, like, IRL.
No, I have respect for myself. I've never done that.
I'm positively sure you have.
I have never done that. That's disgusting.
I'm pretty sure it was, like, at a Six Flags or somewhere where you're, like, Lamau. Like, something happened.
I've said Poggers, TBH. I say flushed now, but...
What the fuck is that?
Fucking, it's the fucking blushing Discord emote.
Oh. And is that all? I'm positive.
Yeah.
You said Lamau.
I've never said Lamau. I swear to God.
Yeah, I know you've said it, like, in text, but I'm positively sure I've heard.
I've said it over text. Yeah.
I'm positively sure I've heard you say it.
Listen, I have respect for myself. Like I said, I've never said. Okay, let's be real here. I've said Poggers.
Oh, you've said Uwu. You said Uwu.
Yes, I've said Uwu.
And. Literally,
but only
2 seconds ago, you said
way.
You had respect for yourself.
I've only said Uwu in a very specific way.
You want to give an example?
Actually, I'm not sure I want to give an example. Have I done it before on the podcast?
I'm pretty sure you have.
I'm pretty sure I have, too. I just can't put my finger around when.
Yeah. Dude, recently... I've been thinking a lot of, like, career choices.
Oh, shit. I found a village. Fuck this pig. Okay, what were you saying?
I said recently, like, I've like, been having, like, career choices. Or, like, fucking think about, like, what am I going to do with my future? Like, either do this or just become, like, a lonely homeless man.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I have a pretty good, like, I have pretty good options for my future.
Yeah, you have the coding shit.
Yeah, but that's just boring. Like, that's not really what I want to do, TBH.
But, like, really, all you got to do is, like, make one good game.
As long as it's something that I can, like, stand on, like, probably something online because it'll last for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Don't mind the villager noises. This bitch looks so much. Fuck this villager. Oh yeah, you're not supposed to kill villagers in cold blood anymore in Minecraft, huh?
Oh yeah.
Boggers.
This is gonna be a wacko episode.
Oh, there's an eagle!
What?
Eagle!
Oh.
It's so fast! Why is it so fast?
Just dig three holes down. Three blocks down.
Oh yeah, it can't reach me.
Yeah, and then kill it from there.
Fuck this cow.
Oh, what have you chosen for your electives? This.
Oh shit! We were supposed to choose our electives.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, all you gotta do is go to like Illuminate, and literally, like in the front page, it says like course, something.
Oh, yeah.
Course option.
I'm pretty sure I checked it, but like it said Spanish 1, and I was like, I already cooked that. Oh no, I'm lost. I can't find my Minecraft house. This is unfortunate.
I think I chose acting 2 in like Spanish or something.
Espanol?
Si. This is sheep fucking yelling for help.
Oh yeah, can't find my house. All right, fuck Minecraft no more. Okay, let's see if I can still get my electives. Illuminate. Need e-girl.
So overall, how do you think this year was for you?
Oh fuck, I have long hair now, so pretty terrible.
I mean like fucking high school.
Oh, high school. Oh shit. So I got through high school with straight A's, which is pretty poggers. But except acting, I did not get an A in acting.
You didn't?
I got a B.
Didn't you get an F in your bio class or something?
No, I have an A in bio.
Who was the teacher that you hated? Who was your bio teacher? Oh my god. I just remembered. You're a sex.
You know I have something against science teachers.
I just remembered you're a sex offender.
Yeah, well no, I actually have that too.
Oh, dude, you're definitely not getting into college now.
No, I got that cleared.
Oh, yeah. You want to explain that story, how you became a sex offender for 2 hours?
I slid a pencil across the desk and I got a referral for sexual assault. That's actually the whole story. Like, I know that people will be like, that's not the whole story. There's context to it. No. That's the whole story. When we should get Andrew as a guest so that we can discuss the situation, because that's actually there all was to it. That's all there was to it.
You were so and, worried that day.
Dude, my life was like ripped away from me because I slid a pencil across the desk.
You went up to teachers, you went up to Deontay's dad, you're like, I don't want my career ruined because I slid a pencil across the desk.
Bro, that shit's scary, for real. Like, it was all about to be over.
What did the teacher say after, like, after you got it all cleared up?
Squared.
Just squared.
They're like, fuck, I was so close.
So close to ruining his career.
That teacher really did. I have, like, I have like an eternal hatred for science teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I had issues with my science teacher in 7th grade, had issues with my science teacher in 8th grade, had issues with my science teacher in 9th grade. Bro, I had so much issues with my 8th grade science teacher, I wrote a diss track on her.
Yeah.
TBH, though, my diss track was kind of fire.
It was a good diss track. Is it still up?
I don't know.
Bruh.
I'm sure I remember the lyrics.
People should definitely look it up. You think you remember the lyrics?
1, 2, 3, eyes on me. So you know how I remade it for World of the Artifact?
Yeah.
It's crossed with that. I remember the lyrics for the one for World of the Artifact, but I don't remember the original. Do I still have it up?
Fuck. What was it? Wii Shop? What was the beat?
It was Legend of Zelda.
Oh, I thought it was the Wii Shop one.
No, Wii Shop was was E-Waifu.
It was? Yeah, I'm probably never going to find it. I tried looking it up right now so you could like try to remake it. Can't find it.
Bro, TBH, if the year went on a little bit longer, I would have gotten... Well, let me see if I can find it. I know that both of them are in my camera roll.
Oh,
I remember the lyrics to E-Wife.
You put it on... You had it on an Instagram page.
Yeah, but I can't find it. I think they might have gotten taken down.
Wasn't it... Eggy Mystic?
Oh shit, maybe. Let me check that.
Bro, this is exclusive. Only
this is exclusive.
Only certain people know about fucking the song. What's it called? What was it called?
Thoughts?
No. That's a bit that too, was too far. What was that?
Oh my god, my voice was so high.
Yeah. What was the fucking science teacher one?
It was 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Wait, fuck, I need to listen again. God, I don't like hearing my old voice. It was so high.
Just like play it to the microphone or something.
No, it hurts my soul. I remade it at some point. I need to find the remake.
You did? I'm pretty sure you just did that for World of the Artifact.
No. I did a third remake.
You did?
There it is.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I think I know where you could find it. Maybe, though. Remember the Scratch Project?
Yeah. I mean, I remember the World of the Artifacts one. It was, I don't really want to... I remember it, but I don't want to do it. Okay, there was also Fur Extermination.
Oh, was that one? Was that one the remake?
No, Fur Extermination was. Wait, Fur Extermination was. God damn. Okay, Fur Extermination was the one with the Wii Sports beat.
Yeah, Jesse used to be a rapper.
Bro, yeah. I was so good at rapping Christmas presents. Wow. My camera roll is cool. Bro, I'm just like thinking back on all these now. Like half of them are like somewhat embarrassing. But like at the same time, it's like, damn, Poggers, dude.
Poggers. So I'm pretty sure on last episode, I asked Cody this question. Or was it Deion? I don't know. But I asked Cody, what do you think is like the next like life changing thing for like technology? So like obviously like the internet and fucking smartphones that like completely change everything. So like what do you think is like the next thing?
When we figure out the ability to like shrink and grow shit, like have compact screens so they can like be a phone and then you can expand them and plug in a keyboard and shit. Mm-hmm. When we get to that point, like having laptops that can be changed into phones, I think that that's when that's the next big game changer, because people will have like their work and their phone like in the same thing.
Yeah.
Either that or like fucking like, you know how like in video games people have like UIs over their head with like their stats?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when that shit gets released, bro, like glasses that show you people's stats.
Dude.
Talk will be so incredible.
Have you heard of the, like...
That's why you got level 2 strength, bitch boy.
Have you heard of the, like, Apple glasses?
I've heard of Google Glass, and I know that shit was a failure.
Yeah, well, Apple is, like, trying, like, to take their shot at it.
I mean, and, like, people are gonna keep on trying to take their shot at smartphone glasses, because that shit is gonna be revolutionary when it works.
Yeah, and like the
what
like
they gotta do is make them not look like a nerd with them on and make them look cool.
Yeah, like and that's the models
it. And make them work. I forgot that.
The models that Apple has like released, they look good, and like the way they function, like they're literally glasses, and like this like the lenses are like the screens, I guess.
Oh, the Apple glasses don't look bad.
Yeah, like they look like I guess futuristic, you could say.
They look, you know that shit that Tony Stark wore?
Yeah, that's how they look.
Yeah, they look exactly like that.
Could you imagine like having like a camera built into that? And so like every like your whole like
bringing POV porn to another level.
Like you're like everything you see is basically recorded.
That's crazy, bro. The FBI is gonna go crazy with that.
Definitely. So like,
how long have we been doing this? Damn, this has been like an hour. This has been an hour 30-minute podcast, I think.
Oh no, dude, we've like barely like reached probably like 50 minutes.
Huh? Maybe my sense of time is just weird.
Yeah, because the first part ended in like 21 minutes.
Wait, let me check the time. Oh, yeah. We started the podcast at exactly 3, and it's only 3:49, so we're not even... We're at the 50-minute mark, bro.
Ah. Basically, yeah.
Bro, my ass really just checked my phone for the time when I'm on a laptop that has the time. I was like, hold on, let me grab my phone real quick.
Yeah, so who do you think we're gonna have first as a guest?
Personally, I hope it's well, first up, I want to get a podcast with all four of us on. But what would be chaotic and amazing is if we got all the guests, everybody on the podcast, and then we had a Cody, Deontay, Elliot, Joe, old friend, 8-person podcast.
8-person podcast.
That'd be so chaotic.
We can't even handle it like when it's 3 people. Could you imagine an 8-person podcast?
That's gonna go crazy, bro, for real.
That'd be for like a special.
Maybe I should go back to my old ways and make one more diss track, because fuck, like, my last one was kind of fire. Dude, oh, yeah, I remember the project name. It was called Project Hiroshima.
Was that a song?
No, that was just the project name before we came up with the diss track name, because I worked on this one with the squad. I was the only one doing the song and writing the song, but, like, they were my info slaves.
Oh, yeah.
They just dug up dirt on the person. While I did my magic work.
Middle school was a fucking blast.
It was. I made this one end of eighth grade, I think.
Yeah. I tried like my best to like make you like show it to the teacher or something.
Yeah. That is not gonna happen.
Someday. Someday. If I can find it, I'm gonna get someone from the middle school to like go up to that teacher and just blast it. Just in silence.
What?
Just in silence.
I like blanked out.
Oh yeah. Did you not hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
Good.
What?
Yeah, so we'll have a couple guests.
Since the podcast, talking about the next podcast, okay.
Yeah, we're just, and literally, we'll talk about the next podcast for this one, and then in the next podcast, we'll talk about this podcast.
Yeah, we'll be like, bro, last podcast was so. Honestly, bro, middle school was such a blast. High school was also fun, but, like, middle school was something special. I think that the, like, hatred towards the teachers and the vice principal and all that, like, helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, even, I guess, the thing, like, with high school, I guess it was because it got cut short. But, like, another thing is, like, it's just too big. Or something, where like there's like too much to do, I guess.
Yeah.
But like with middle school, like it's like it's small, like there's not too much to do, but you could. No way.
Oh yeah, that was
Oh fuck! It's the wrong one. It's the wrong one.
No. This one was for extermination.
But I dare you.
That's not happening.
Do it. What are the odds? What are the odds?
What are the odds? Here are the odds. My voice was too high. I'll remake it.
How about you send me the link and I'll play when like you're gone or something?
No. I mean, I have the more recent one, which was E-Wife, which I can do that one because my voice was like, it was still high, but it was... I don't know, man. For extermination was kind of the best one.
What are the odds? 1 out of 3. Come on. One out of
1 out of 10 that I'll show it, that I'll send it to you.
Yeah, sure. 1 out of 10.
All right.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, 7.
5.
I win.
God.
I was going to say 3 at first, but then I was like, no.
I got confused. I thought we were going to do, like, the 1 out of 3, but then I'm like, wait, no, it's 1 out of 10. Damn. One day, people, I'll get that video. I'll get that song, and I'll play it for the intro, or for the outro.
That's not bloggers.
Yeah, it'll be an exclusive. The new people have to like find your talent. Cause those were some banger like songs. Like not your average person can like make something like that good of a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know what else to talk about. If you have anything you want to talk about.
No, not, oh, fuck, I almost Okay. Yeah, thank you for listening to the Bro Detection Hotline. I almost called the tech heads.
Yo. You just spaced out in the middle of the outro, like, yo, thanks for listening.
Okay, no, listen. I just remembered what? Something. Spoon Podcast. Eighth grade, PE.
Huh?
Eighth grade, PE, the fucking Spoon Podcast.
Spoon Podcast.
Like, bro, the fucking, like, prison cell one. Fuck, you don't remember?
No. Seventh grade?
It was eighth.
We didn't have the same PE.
Wait, was it seventh then? It was seventh. Yeah, it was seventh.
Spoon Podcast, the fuck?
Bro, we didn't actually upload it anywhere. In fact, it wasn't recorded. We did it at PE. Like, we just acted like there was a podcast or some shit, right? And the whole thing was about us, like, trying to get out of this, like, prison cell.
I don't remember.
It was me, you, and, like, this one other kid. Fuck, bro. Bro, I'm gonna have a fucking... You, me, gas station. What are we getting for dinner? Sushi, of course. Uh-oh, there is a roofie inside of our gas station sushi. We black out and wake up in a sewer. We're surrounded by fish. Horny fish. You know what that means. Fish orgy. The stench draws in a bit. What are we going to do? We're going to fight it. Fair fight. Barehanded. Bare naked. Oh, yes, please. We befriend the bear after beating it in a brawl. Then we ride it into a Chuck E. Cheese. Dance, dance, revolution. Revolution? Overthrow the government? I think so. Next thing you know, I'm reincarnated as Jesus Christ. Jet, flying to the sun, black out again, wake up, do a bump, white out, which I didn't know you could do, wake up again, smoke a joint, greened out, uh-oh, looks like the meth is kicking in.
Thanks for listening to the Heckheads podcast. I don't know what that was, but make sure you share this podcast. Make sure you download Anchor and go ahead and listen to the other episodes.
This is gonna... Detection Hotline.
Oh, thank you for listening to the Bro Detection Hotline. Make sure you share this podcast. Make sure you download Anchor.
You, me, gas station. What are we getting for dinner? Sushi, of course. Uh-oh, there is a roofie inside of our gas station sushi. We black out and wake up in a sewer. We're surrounded by fish. Horny.
Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
You know what that means.
Many more.
Orgy. The stench draws in a bear.
Make sure you... share this podcast.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna fight it. Bear fight. Barehanded. Bear
gonna upload
naked.
Two episodes.
Oh yes, please.
I'm pretty sure.
The bear
not today or tomorrow. And look out for some guests in the upcoming episodes.
Uh-oh. Looks like the meth is kicking in.
Bye.